And particularly our families and our young people, because the Lord has been good to us, and on the other side of the room, there's a lot of things that we have available for our children. And if we don't get more children here, so those of you that are watching, it's still time to get here. We might have to send the kids home here with about 30 kid toys and piece. It's not much stuff over there. So literally, we have a lot that we want to share and be a blessing with. And that's important because that's what God has done and given us here at Harvest, how to be a blessing. He's blessed us to be a blessing. Amen. Anybody ever read that somewhere in the Bible, that he blessed somebody to be a blessing? Well, it's there in the Bible, and he said it to Abraham. And so I believe we're in position today to do that. And I got a message for us, and it's a short message, but I want you, if you would, turn to your Bibles to Luke chapter 2. Luke chapter 2. And we've been talking about the one that there was going to be a son who was going to be born. And I'm just so excited about the accuracy of the Word of God and prophecy and the fact that the son was going to be born.
Yeah.
We experienced this Christmas season. I want all the families here to know that Christmas is about Christ. Yeah. That's where Christmas comes from. And without Christ, there would be no Christmas. And I don't know if y'all remember, several years ago, maybe about 5 to 7 years ago, there was a plea that they were actually going to stop saying Christmas and go to just say Happy Holiday. Y'all remember that?
Garbage.
And the reason they were doing that, again, that was the plea of the people from a secular standpoint, in fact, the enemy, to take Christ out of Christmas. But there would be no Christmas without Christ. The whole purpose and point is that we celebrate his birth, we celebrate his life, and we celebrate it corporately as a body of believers, of people, not just for our children. Now, I think our children enjoy it the most, okay? They get to enjoy it the most, but really it's supposed to be an enjoyable time for all of us, okay? And for me, being a pastor, it's kind of a mixed emotion type of thing because I deal with a lot of people and a lot of things emotionally for people because it's a time of family. And it's a time of important things. And I've got a little illustration I'm going to use and do with this because it's the important things that we do that we need to put in place so that we have room for them in our lives. Amen? And so I'm going to just read a little bit of this and then I'm going to take my message and go from there and I'll share with you. This is in Luke chapter 2. Verse 1, it says, "And it came to pass in those days, there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus, and that the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrus, the governor of Assyria, and it all went out to be taxed, and everyone in his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth, in Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem." And I want to share with you Joseph being espoused to Mary, and this taxing that is going on is causing this decree that went out said they had to be, a census was going on. And when there was a census in those days, you had to go to the place where your heritage, your lineage had come from. And so he was out of the lineage of David. And so they had to go there back to the city of Bethlehem. How many know God will get you to a place where you need to be sometime, although you don't want to be there? Oh, I'm trying to help somebody here this morning. Sometimes you'll get to a place where you don't want to be. And you ask each other to figure out why in the world I need it. But sometimes I'll share with you through the scripture what it says about that. So God will get you where you need to be in your life at a particular time. Oh, somebody say hello. I'm speaking to you this morning. because you need to get to this place where you have. I'm grateful for all of you that are here this morning, because I believe God has you here particularly to hear this word and this message because of some things he's getting ready to do in your life. And you better get ready for 2025. Amen. So out of this, he goes on, and he says here, verse 5, they taxed to be taxed with Mary, his spouse's wife, being great with child. In other words, she was pregnant. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that they should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothing and laid him in the manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. I'm going to take my message this morning right from there. There's no room in the inn. Laura, sit down. I'm sorry. I need the kids to sit down, please, and keep just for a minute. We're not going to be long. That's my granddaughter. and I love her. But listen, we are here. I want to get this out so we can enjoy the rest of the pieces there. But there's no room in the inn. And this message that I want to deliver this morning is because there's some things we do in our life. And I brought a little illustration that I want to do and create. Actually, Miss Lady T, can you come in your festive outfit and come support me, please, for a minute by holding the mic? I need a little help. I got all these things. He got all this stuff up here with him. So I want you to know, I got this glass jar. This jar actually represents your life. And it's our life and what we fill it with. Amen. And so I just read there was no room in the inn. This represents the inn. This is us. Okay, and in there's some things that I think are very important, and it's important that if you put the most important things in first,
right,
put the most important things in, there'll be room. But so I think that one of the most important things, and I wrote some little notes for me, faith is the most important thing.
Right.
Without faith, I can't believe. Without faith, I can't love. Without faith, I can't believe God is God. So I believe that my faith needs to be intact. And I think it's the most important thing. I want to make sure that my faith is in the jar. Amen?
Right.
So part of that is we can get that in there. There's some things that purpose for my life, that when I understand my purpose, I need to make sure that the purpose is in the end. Right?
Right, so right.
All these things that I need to have in there. And then family. I think family is really, really important. Right? There's these important things that we put those in. There's a number of others may be important to each of us and a little different, but they're important to you because they're part of your life for you to accomplish who you are. All of us, by the way, no one in here has the same fingerprint. And because you have a different fingerprint means that you have a different DNA and you have a different makeup, which means you have a different assignment in your life.
There it is.
But it's important to you. Amen? And I'm saying that to get that there, you need to be in place. Other things in your life, they're a little smaller. They're like the rocks, right? And the smaller things, you can see, they get there. They're not as big as the golf ball. And I'm going to put four of those smaller things in, and they get in there. Hey, by the way, is the jar full?
No.
Yeah, it's not full, right?
No.
You put those smaller things in. Then there's some things that are even smaller. And these are the things in everyday life, the cares of life, and the stuff in there. And if you notice, by it being smaller, there's more. Did y'all notice the bigger things, there were less? And then the next bigger things, there were a little less than that. But the small things, it just seemed to be a whole bunch of that, right? And then, look, you can pour them in, and the sand is heavy. It's still moist. So I'm pouring it in. I'm trying to get it in here.
It's in there. Pat it down.
Is it full now?
I don't know.
Now the jar is full. The inn is full. And we noticed that when we got there, it said because there was no room in the inn. Now I left one golf ball out. And this golf ball is important, but I think it's the most important golf ball. But I can't get it in the jar. Because there's no room.
There you go. Say that.
The most important golf ball is God. And it's important that we have God in our life and that the Son was born. He was born to die, to be born again on our behalf. So he defeated everything we would go through and everything we would need. So what is caring how important it is that the end maintains some room.
Right.
And this is significant because I can't get him in here if it's all full, which means I put a little bit of some stuff that is less meaningful.
Talk about that, Pastor!
That is less meaningful in our life. And this is important for Harvest and Harvest families. We have, you have your children here because one of the things, the mission that I'm on and that God has given us to believe for your child is that knowledge is power.
Yeah.
Right? But knowledge with power without God is worthless. So we want to make sure there's a balance because there's some boundaries because they have a relationship with God. And so this is the most crucial part to get in. And so what I found out is, and I'm going to dump some sand out.
There we
because
go.
There's some things I need to get out.
That's right.
Of the end. So that I can get God in the end.
There it is. There it is.
Because this is so important. As I read the scripture, I start thinking about all of us. I start thinking about our busy lives. I start thinking about all the things that we were proposed to. And I want to share with you, because as a young man, I didn't know God the way I know him today.
Uh-huh.
So I'm grateful for Christian education and a Christian school, for Christian teachers who can teach my kids. This thing about God and who he is, why is it important? Because, and so, and the gifts are here, the gifts are going to come, but we need to be real with them to understand why and how they get here. Okay, because he was the greatest gift. And he said, the Bible says that he was wrapped in swaddling clothing. Amen. That he was born in a manger. In other words, and I got to share some why this is so important because, see, he was born in the most unexpected place because where we thought he should be born, there was no room. But this birth could not be stopped. In other words, that God had no problem, by the way, because in the end, there was no room, right? But next to the inn was a manger. The place where people who came to the inn kept their animals. Because you got to remember, it was like a parking lot. Okay, they couldn't take, they had no cars then. So there were animals that they rode on. And they would park their animals in the manger. Now I think of all the places, who would expect that the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords and the great I Am would be birthed and born there. But this is significant because in the manger he was born and he was wrapped. According to scriptures, listen to this. It says that because there was no room for them in the inn, and there was the same country, shepherds abiding in the field. This is verse 8, watching over the flock night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, about them, and was sore afraid that the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings and great joy, which shall be all. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior. So, y'all not hearing me? He had to get to Bethlehem, the city of David, where he was prophesied to be born. Had he not been there, he would have been born in Nazareth, another city. He was from Nazareth, but he wasn't born in Nazareth. He was born in Bethlehem because that's where the prophecy said he would be born. So I want to share with you the accuracy of prophecy was important to fulfill what God said he would do. So he had to uproot Joseph and Mary to get them to the place where they needed to be. Now, y'all, everybody else thought it was about the taxes. It had nothing to do with the taxes. And it was all about Jesus. The taxes is what caused him to move to get to the place where he needed to be. Oh, I'm trying to help somebody here because sometimes God is trying to move you to a place where he needs you to be, and you try to figure out why. All of you today are here at Harvest, and Harvest is much more than Faith Harvest. Harvest is much more than Harvest Christian Academy. Harvest is much more than Harvest Child and Youth Development Center. Harvest is the place and thing about God which he has in place for you and I, because he strategically told me about this place 25 years ago. And he brought me from Philadelphia to Delaware to start to do what he said to do.
All right.
I didn't want to do this. Let me be honest with y'all. I had different plans for my life. Somebody say, praise God. That you had enough sense not to follow. Because had I followed them, I would have not met all of you. And maybe this may not have taken place, but I think it would have. I just wouldn't have been a part of it. I think God will accomplish what he says he's going to accomplish, whether you in it or not. The question is whether you will be through obedience. Amen? So this is not here because of me. This is here because of God. And my obedience to following him, I got to participate. So I want to share with you. So there's room in the end. And since we look at this, this is so important, because as we teach our children and we stand with them and understand that why this is important, that the angels said, fear not. Behold, I bring you good tidings. For unto you, born this day in the city of David, is a Savior, which is Christ the Lord, and shall be a sign unto you. And you shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothing, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was the angel in the multitude of heaven, host, praising God. And he said, and glory to God in the highest, and on the earth peace and goodwill towards men. And it came to pass that the angels were gone away from unto them into heaven. And the shepherds said to one another, let us go unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord has made known unto us. Somebody shout hallelujah. This was strategically put in place that the Lord would show the shepherd, ordinary men. Isn't it amazing that he didn't go to the synagogue and the church and show them, but he took some ordinary men, showed them, they saw them, but they had heard about this child that would come. And that would be born. They had heard these rumors that this would happen. And they wanted to go see what this was really like. And when they went, they got to this place to see this baby born. And they came. And not only that, he said, when they got there, they got to a place into the manger to be able to see what the Lord had said and the angels had spoken to them. And they came to this, and I want to share quickly what had gone on there. In verse 9, the angels of the Lord came to the shepherd and brought glorious strokes around them. And they they recoiled in terror. And the angels comforted them and broke the news. This is good. Don't be afraid. A great joy for all the people this very day. In other words, the Savior came for all the people. But he had made his decision. He said, for whosoever will. In other words, for those that choose him, he would be there. But he came for everybody. So Christmas is being celebrated all around the world for everybody, not just in America. Okay? It's about Christ. And I know we get a whole lot of things, and Hollywood has changed it up for a lot of us, our children, and they see the snow and the chimneys, but there's some places don't have no snow and chimney. But God is present. So I don't want to get caught on all the other stuff. Right, but I do want to make you clear to you as parents and we as adults that we communicate this thing is about Jesus. This is about a great I am, about a good God. Amen. And so out of that, making room for him in our lives And I wanted to share that each of us today, and I told you this was going to be a short message, an abbreviated one, because I want to make sure that you as parents and then each of our children as well, that we would make room for God in our lives. In other words, we would open up our hearts, we would open up our minds to be able to receive God and hear what it is he has to say for us and for us to do, so that we could respond to that voice, so that we could do what it is God has called us to do, so that we could be who God has called us to be, which is so important because I believe many people are living beneath their privileges of who they are because they've chosen not to do what God has said.
Amen. Amen.
And so I'm teaching the kids here at Harvest. I'm a firm believer, and I actually believe this. You will hear me saying this. I believe this with all my heart, that God sent me here to communicate, to get this started, to do it. And by his hand, we were able to establish it because I know where I started and I know where I came from. And this is impossible for me to have done. Oh, y'all didn't hear. This is impossible for me to have done, except there be a God. And when, because he said it, and because of the good timing, and everything we needed, he's provided. Oh, I know it's not perfect, but I got to tell you something, it's good.
Amen.
And it's God. And because it's good and it's God, sometimes what happens is, I think if everything was perfect, you wouldn't recognize God.
Jesus, you're right about it.
And so because it's not perfect, his grace is sufficient for me.
Yes.
And so I realize that there's two pieces that we live in, or there are two parts help me, Lord. There's two parts to life that were created through the word of God. And one was through law, and the other is through grace. And I got to tell you something. We are on the other side of the cross, which is the opposite side of the cross that he hung on. Amen. And we're in the period of grace, the dispensation, and that is the dispensing of time. And where we live at is in the grace period. Now, I want everybody to not get this confused. Grace is unmerited favor.
Yes, it is.
Okay. I think there's some people that misuse and abuse grace
feel
like I can do anything, slip and slide into the kingdom of God. That is not true. So, but truth. The Bible tells me that this Jesus that was born is full of grace and truth. And this is what I want you to get today. If we get full and we get acquainted with a relationship with God and have that relationship personally, each of us, individually, our students as well. Listen, there's no such thing as a baby Holy Ghost. There's no such thing as a junior God, right? Or a high school God or whatever. Or early learning center God, right? He's a God of everybody and everything, which means he can meet you where you are. Somebody shout hallelujah. That means, yes, do not disregard. I heard a father share with me, he says, daughter shared that she was trying to communicate, and it was hard, difficult, because she couldn't understand where it was coming from. But the Holy Spirit was speaking to her about something that was going to occur. And he was sharing with her. And lo and behold, a week later, exactly what she was trying to describe came to pass. Which tells me God was trying, he was using a babe to speak to the father, to the parents. To get it. So sometimes we gotta disregard and think, my child's got a great imagination. But I want you to start to think about what are they saying? This is how you measure it. By what are they saying? Okay? Glory to God. And so this key today in having room in the end, I want to say to us as we celebrate this Christmas 2024, that before we open anything and before we unravel all the other gifts, that we take into consideration the most important gift, which is the gift of Jesus Christ. That the Lord and Savior was sent here, wrapped. It didn't say he was just covered. It said he was wrapped in swaddling clothing. And I would say anything that's wrapped, you have to unwrap it to get to it.
That's right.
And so just as we have toys under the tree and all of these things that we are wanting to get to, you know, we unwrap them to get to them. Amen. And I hope that all the students won't be like I was as a young man. I was the last of four in my home, and a little, I don't know, I want to come and talk about myself here. Just a little brattish, if that's appropriate. But and spoiled to the point that I could unwrap 25 gifts, throw them all to the side, and say, is that all?
Jesus.
Because it was about stuff. But I want to tell you, stuff doesn't matter.
It don't.
Stuff will rot. Stuff will rust. Stuff comes and goes. I share that to you now as one who had experienced it, one who have lived it. Because now the most important thing to me is God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The most important thing. And so I got to tell you something too. Had I done that demonstration the opposite way, poured the sand in first, all the little stuff, and then the next little stuff, the rocks, I wouldn't have got half of those balls in there.
You're right.
So you see, doing it the opposite way, which was many of us have been plagued with because we didn't know God. Right? We didn't get introduced to him at an early age like your children are today. Many of us did not have that. Okay, but now today, your opinion is so important we can get this in first. Right? But even if you don't, then you got to get some stuff out and get some stuff in.
Right.
Somebody shout hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm trying to help somebody here. So in other words, I got to get some stuff out of my life to get some stuff in my life. That's what happened to me. So I had to come, when I came to Delaware from Philadelphia, I had to rid my life of some stuff to get some stuff in so I could get God in where God could rule, reign, and abide. And so now I am totally submitted to the King of Kings, to the Lord of Lords. I understand I don't exist and I am not who I am without him. I'm trying to help somebody here. Why this is so important, because when we understand that this baby that came was also the King, was also the Lord, but he came in the form of a baby. Do you understand a baby is helpless without you?
How are you?
So he needed the people, he needed a mother, not a father, to nurture and to grow this child. So he released the child to the point where he would do what he needed to do. Y'all remember by the time he was 12, he was reading in the synagogue the scroll, which is kind of the unbelievable thing to quote them. But by the time he's released at the wedding, his mother says to him, you know, they have no more wine left. And he says, woman, it's not my time. Right? But he obeyed his mom anyway. He did what she said. And so why am I saying this is important? Because he understood who he was. And could you imagine birthing the greatest gift of all in a manger and not understanding his purpose and his destiny? So sometimes I'm sharing this with you. We may have had some things go on in our life in 2024 and been in some places that didn't necessarily look good, feel good, and maybe even smell good. But God got you to this place today. And if you're here today, you ought to be clapping your hands and be excited that God is moving in your life and making a place and a point that God wants to use you and do something with you.
Not hallelujah!
Through you and for you. That not only can be a blessing to your life, but somebody else's. Hallelujah. Boy, when I learned to pray for more people than myself. You know, I used to pray for my four and no more. But then I learned to pray for some other people and stand. Because the love of Christ is in my heart. This baby that was being born is no longer a baby. He's grown up in my life, which means I've become a little more mature. I'm hoping that will be the case for you. I'm hoping that will be the case for our children, for our students here at Harvest. That as we continue to come on, and I want to share with you, remember, they had to go to a place they didn't necessarily want to be. And everything was not necessarily right. By the way, Mary and Joseph had not even committed the wedding before she was told that she was pregnant. In that day, that was not right. He was ready to banish her and put her off. But had he done that, he would have missed God. So, you know, they said that the angels went and closed his mouth, keep him shut up for a little bit. But he also understood, and he stood with her. And that baby came, and they got married, although he didn't birth the child, which was important, because that wasn't done by human blood, but that was done supernaturally by the Holy Spirit. This is so important for us to understand that this was all prophesied that it would happen. It would come, a son would be born, and his name would be Wonderful, Counselor, Emmanuel, all of the things that we say, all in place, and he did that. But my important, the thing I want to bring to all of you, in Romans 8:28, I want y'all to remember this scripture, because sometimes I may have to get you to the wrong place to get the right thing to happen. Somebody says, why would you say that? According to Romans 8:20, says, and we know,
go ahead, Pastor,
that all things work together for good to them that love God.
Right.
So when you love God, it doesn't, where you get to will be important. Love God to them who are called according to
his purpose. Yes.
So in other words, there's some places I didn't want to go. There's some things I didn't want to do because, well, I didn't want to be there. But it was about me and not him. But when I understand that I'm here on purpose because he gave me purpose for my life, then now I understand because I'm called according to his purpose. That's how I got to Delaware. I got to Delaware on an Amtrak train with two kids.
All right.
Trying to figure out what I'm going to do next. And lo and behold, look at God.
Look at God.
I needed to get to Delaware because that's the place he wanted to change my life. That's the place I met God. It's the place I found a church and people to love. I want to encourage you, again, if there's no room in the end, there will be no room for the miracles to happen.
Amen.
If there's no room in the end, there's no place for God to move in your life.
Right,
if there's
right.
no room in the end, there's no place for your faith to grow.
Amen.
If there's no room in the end, there's no place for you to learn how to love and walk with God and talk with God. So the room in the end is very, very important. And so today, I want to leave y'all with this. You got to make room in the end. And you got to put God in. Because where he is, no matter where you are, he can turn it for your good. And so I'm now, no matter how bad situations are, bad, I don't ask God just necessarily just to remove me out. But it really teach me what I'm supposed to learn so that I gain the insight from what I just went through to where I may get. For where I'm going. And so growth occurs out of that. And that's what we want to happen here in your life. That's what harvest is all about. This is what God wants to do. And so this is my message to you today. That this is the real Christmas story. It's about Jesus. This is the real Christmas story. It's about the greatest gift that was ever given. And when I unwrapped him, my life changed. When I unwrapped him and made room in my life, by the way, it was important that I make room for him, because as long as there was no room for him, I was in control.
There it is.
Ooh. But the moment I made room for him, he took control. I gave him the right of way to be God in my life. I gave him the right of way to not just be Savior, but be Lord.
Yeah,
want a Savior, but many of us don't want a Lord. Lord means us, so you got to submit to. Yeah.
Well.
Yeah, submission is not a bad word. It's a good thing. Okay? And to submit to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And so with that said, make room in your life for Jesus today. Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I am done. I really wanted to keep the message simple this morning. To apply it to my kids that were here, my families that are here, okay, and making this simple. The greatest gift of all is Jesus Christ. Let us not confuse these holiday seasons with anything else. You know, I don't want you, you don't have to worry about And this is important. We're the parents, and I hope you hear. I don't know who this is. But one of the things he said is things are tight, things are more important. But what's important? You know what? Just that alone was nice to ask.
So the kids not coming over there.
Who can help? And I can tell you something. On the other side of that room, we have more gifts than we have people in here.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. I got you.
That's a great thing.
Amen.
That's a great thing. Seriously. Why? Because what? People provided. God provided.
Amen.
He showed up. Why? I believe purpose was correct. And so, but before we give a giveaway without making sure Jesus is Lord.
Right.
I think it would be wrong. I think that Jesus has to be Lord. That's the greatest gift. And so I want to make sure that everybody's able to receive that gift is free of charge, costs nothing, and you can have it. And so we give it Jesus out, and I spoke him in the word, and he's here, and he's present. And we have a great an assembly through our pastor, our principal. I made her pastor. Our principal, Laura Fulton, she came up, and she had that day. Your students may have been one of them. We had more than 40 students that day give their life to the Lord.
Amen.
So I want to share with y'all, because now our teachers will be doing this as well. All throughout the year, you know, we constantly are giving the Lord to our students and our kids here. Because that's what harvest is all about. Okay? We would not exist had not Lord came into my life. I would not exist and be doing what I'm doing had I not made room in the end. Okay? But knowing that now, and I wanted to share that stood out to me, and I wanted to say to you, there is no room, but we need to make room. And you know what? For our young children, we need them to know. They need to get to know God for themselves. Okay? We don't beat them with them. We love them with it. Okay? You don't need to force. It's a loving. Our God is a loving God. And he meets people right where they are. So I want you to know today, if you're watching us live, that God can meet you right where you are. In your living room. You might be in your bedroom. You still might be in your pajamas. Wherever you are, God can meet you. And so if your heart is open, as a matter of fact, I would like every head bowed, every eye closed. If you're here, you're in this room, or you're watching us live, and you're saying, I don't want to turn away God and tell him there's no room in the end for him. I want you to open up your hearts and your mind. And if you do that, if you just say this with me, say, Lord, today I make room for you in my life. You can be a part of my life. In fact, God, you can have this place especially set aside for you. And because you are Lord, and knowing that you died on the cross for me, for my sins to be forgiven, that today you can come into my life and I can be free. The greatest gift I could receive is you. Thank you, Lord, for dying for me. But more than that, Lord, thank you for rising again. And because you're alive and well, I can have a new life today. Thank you, God, for my new life. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Wow. Corporately, we just did that. And if you're new and never received Jesus Christ as Lord, today you are part of his kingdom. There's nothing special for you to do. Just be you and be who God's called you to be, because that's the most important thing. Okay? That's why we're here today. I'm thankful that you came. I'm grateful for all of you. This is really, really important to me in my heart. Because this is what I'm supposed to be doing. We're supposed to be doing here at the Harvest. And if you're a part of it, and all of you are, in some way, shape, or form, this is what we do. This is it, Pastor Rob. This is the vision of what God wanted to do. And it's for all of us. And to all of us. Amen. I'm actually feeling a little bit emotional right now because I'm excited about God. For all of you. Now we're here celebrating a great king. 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 Hallelujah. Because this is the most important thing that we should be doing. We can get distracted by a lot of other stuff. By the way, don't get distracted right now. Because if we miss God, and there's no world in the end, He will not be able to accomplish what He needs to do in your life. But it's not because He doesn't want to. It's because you didn't let Him in. And you didn't make some room for Him to abide. Ask me how I know.